When you wake up.
Wake up, Toronto.
Wake up, baby.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
I wake up early every morning.
Wake up.
On Chum.
And with that said, it's Avatar time. That is The Weeknd's lead single, the feature track off of the Avatar 2 soundtrack, The Way of Water, to Give Me Strength, also known as Nothing Is Lost.
That is very anthemic and moving and full and orchestrated, and I like it.
Makes you want to run through a forest with like an axe or something, right?
That's not what I was thinking.
Oh, okay.
I was picturing
I thought that's what you
in the doing. Water.
Or yeah, or you're
Get him! Yeah. It sounds right, though.
Yeah. Ride a whale or something. Yeah. I want to ride a whale.
The Weeknd never disappoints. I'm going to say that right now.
Well, he's very soundtracky. I mean, when you think about it, he did 50 Shades of Grey, right?
Yes, that's right.
Earned It.
Yeah.
He also did Black Panther.
Just so good. You're so good. I know you're listening to us right now. You're so good.
Yeah, he's incredible. He is incredible. Yes. So that, if you have a ticket, you'll be able to see that in the movie today, which I will see today.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you're going. Good for you. Don't fall asleep.
No liquids.
No liquids. 2.5 hours. Is that right?
No, 3 hours and 12 minutes.
Okay. Well, that last 12 I'm worried about for you. Do not fall asleep. You cannot nod off.
Who's my child's emergency contact?
Because
I might not make it a pick.
You know what?
Oh, my God.
Don't make it mine because I'm not coming.
Emergency contact. Pick my son up today. I'm not doing it. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
There it is.
All right. And speaking of Avatar,
mm-hmm.
Richard Krause.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Richard Krause. Let's talk to Richard Krause and talk about he saw it. He reviewed it. What did he have to say? Now the moment we've been waiting for, at least I've been waiting for 13 years.
Yeah.
We're going to get a real opinion, a real take from a real critic, one of our real friends, Richard Krause, about Avatar, The Way of Water.
Thanks for having me.
Oh,
thanks for coming back.
Anytime.
It's 13 years.
13 years.
And you would think that James Cameron, after 13 years, would have had time to write a script that had a better story.
Stop it! No! Richard,
no.
Really?
No, listen. I really liked Avatar, The Way of Water, or I should say my eyeballs really liked watching it.
Okay. Yeah.
It is a technical achievement like I've never really seen anything like this before. The 3D jumps off the screen, which it's supposed to, but it looks different. It feels different. It feels almost sometimes like you're watching a play on the screen.
Oh,
it's so realistic.
Wow.
And in particular, when they're underwater, and a good chunk of the movie, hence the title, The Way of Water, is underwater. So all that stuff is fantastic. It is technical feat, but the story just kind of left me cold. There's a character named Z-Dog, which sounds like he just wandered in off a B-movie from 1985.
Well, he has a great album from the 90s. Pick up Z-Dog, right? Like, that's what it sounds like.
And there's a long scene, which is beautiful to look at, where one of the young forest people, the Na'vi forest people, mm-hmm. who are now living with the sea people, that doesn't give anything away, but it's just what happens in the thing. He meets a whale and instinctively knows how to speak to the whale in sign language, and then the whale is able to communicate back to him like that, making these sounds, and the kid understands it. Don't worry, there's subtitles, so you'll know what the whale is saying.
Got it.
But I thought, it's beautiful to look at. It's absolutely stunning to look at, but it doesn't move the story forward.
Oh.
And I just wondered why I was watching a kid who somehow has figured out how to use
sign to a whale
on a whale.
Oh, okay.
And so maybe because it's 3 hours and 15 minutes, those scenes are put in as built-in bathroom breaks. I don't know. I wouldn't put it beyond James Cameron to have figured out the endurance of the human bladder, done averages, and figured out where people would go to the bathroom because it's so meticulous, all the work that's done on this visually. Mm-hmm. Story-wise, left me a little cold.
Well, you know, he did talk about, before this movie was released, the fact that, oh my gosh, this movie's so long. And he said to all those critics for the length of the movie, you've been sitting on the couch watching, you know, various Netflix series or whatever.
Yeah, people complain about a 3.5 hour long movie. This one's 3:15, but, you know, complain about a long movie are the same people that will binge watch 9 episodes of The Crown.
Exactly.
And I'm one of those weirdos that love long movies. Like, if it's good, keep it going. Like,
you
let
just
it happen.
Buy a big gulp.
Yeah, for me, I'll just, you know, stock up on the snack.
You know, it's I I don't want to say that it's a bad movie, because it's not in any way a bad movie.
But you're disappointed.
But I'm a little disappointed at the story.
Okay.
But the visuals, holy jumping.
How
those
about,
images wow. jump off the screen.
Richard Krause, that's the official word.
All right.
Okay.
Disappointed, but go see it, because optically it's a feast.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. It'll make your eyeballs dance.
A spectacle. Well, I got to tell you, these guys know their audience.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a plot very low on my bar. But make something explode on screen.
Yeah.
5 stars. Like,
and, it
yes.
has to, and it has to be seen in a theater.
Got to be seen
you
in
have,
a theater.
Yeah, get the sound, the sights. Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Have fun today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Your
thank
report's
you.
Coming in on Monday.
Yeah. It's already the greatest movie ever. I haven't even seen it yet. I'm so easy to impress in the theaters. I'm telling you. You don't have to do much.
Okay.
Well, I mean, awesome. 500 million at the box office this weekend is not small money.
They know the audience.
Is that over or under? I'm wondering. You know?
I think it's over what they thought they were
going to get. Yeah, but I bet you it's going to be more than that. I think people are that excited.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a big movie. All right, let's see what happens.